Hey, Vos, hey, how are you today? It's your girl, LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense. And today, what I want to do is talk to you about one particular book you should write right now. Now, look, I know that you're a busy boss and you got things to do. Finding the time to write a book might not be the thing you want to do, but creating quick books, whew, books that you can write in literally less than a week. Less than a few days, or even today, that's what I want to talk about with you, okay? Because books build businesses. At the end of the day, you want to be able to build your credibility, build relationships with customers, and bring in more business. You need to be creating strategically digital and self-published printable books that can work for you, okay? So what I want to do, if you got a couple of minutes for me, I'm going to talk to you about one of the best books that you could literally write in a couple of days, if not today. And I'm going to tell you exactly what to write, all right? All right, so let's do this. Ultimately, I am a writer at heart, but I am also very busy. So, you know, doing hundreds of pages was just not the thing for me. Traditional publishing was not going to work for me. So I went the route of digital self-publishing, number one. But like I mentioned to you, number two, being busy, I wanted to find easier ways to get things done. And I always say, hun, you can find a way or find an excuse, but you cannot do both. And I was making a lot of excuses. Raise your hand. You're making a lot of excuses. You want to write, you want to create more content, but you cannot find the time. So time just keeps rolling on by and you are not putting enough out there. You're overflowing with content in you, but there's not enough out of you to actually put out there. I know you because I was you. Okay. So what I did was actually craft a concept called quick books, books that literally took me a couple of hours or a couple of days to plan, prep, publish, and promote to help me with my profit. And helping you quickly create QuickBooks too is what this topic is all about, right? Now, there are lots of different types of books you can create. I love to create ebooks, so we're going to talk about creating a quick ebook, but there are specific types of books that I want to dig into when it comes to QuickBooks, okay? One of them for me is starter guides. So today what I want to do is encourage you this week to write a starter guide specifically, because here's the deal. Starter guides are focused on people who will both pay you and pay attention. Why? Because they're beginners. They're beginners. They're searching for information. They're eager to learn. They're excited to begin. Some of them wanted to start yesterday. So you want to focus on the target audience of beginners, and you want to give them a starter guide that you can quickly put together, that you can offer them some great wins. You can really explain to them processes, how to get started, how to move forward, and then you can connect that to your other bigger products, your other offers, right? So you can create a starter guide today that you can give away for free or you can sell. Either way. But okay, I'm going too fast. Let's slow down. What kind of starter guide can you write this week? The best starter guide to write for a beginner, here's the buzzword, let's lean in, is a starter guide that's focused on questions. Questions. Why? Because beginners are looking for answers. They will pay and pay attention if you give them the answer to a question they are desperately looking to solve. Okay? Remember, books build businesses, and you want to create a starter guide, a specific type of book. We're going to do a digital ebook starter guide where you're answering a question that your target audience is looking for information around. Now, here's the deal. There are seven, I call these EQs. These are questions that start with E's, right? That I have. And before I get there, let me share three of them with you that you could choose from today, okay? The first one is the question, how did you ... How did you? You ever think about people just wanting to pick your brain? Have people ever tried to pick your brain, by the way? Right? Because there's something that you've done, something that you started or accomplished, and people want to know how you did that. That can be the focus of a starter guide that you write this week. that people will pay for or pay attention to get their hands on, because beginners are looking for shortcuts. They're looking for fast. They're looking for easy. They're looking for cheap. They're looking for SWS. You to SWS, sell what sells. Okay. And in order to do that, this is something that you can do. You can answer the question, how did you? So think about that. Write it down. Write it down. Think about a couple of things. Oh, I did this. I did this. I did this. People are always asking me, how do I? Oh, I could create a starter guide. Write that down. How did you dot, dot, dot? You can literally create a starter guide to answer that question this week or even today. Number one. Number two, next question for you is how can I? How can I? So the how did you question is you giving your personal, this is how I did it, right? The how can I question, people are like, look, oh my gosh, how can I do dot, 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 right? They're looking for you as an expert to give them an answer, right? Have people come to you and they're trying to figure out how can they start or accomplish something? Can you share that with them? Number two. Number three, let me give you another one. Whew. How does that work? Or better yet, how do they do that? You ever see some folks do some stuff or even online? I do this all this time. You know, you look at folks, you're like, you're in awe. Like, man, how did that work? How do they do that? Could you create a starter guide where you're giving people that kind of answer? Can you imagine when you're looking for that kind of solution and all of a sudden a starter guide falls into your lap with the exact answer to that question, you're like, whoo, I need to stop what I'm doing because I'm going to pay attention. And if I need to pay, I'm going to pay. I'm going to pay and pay attention because this is the answer that I've been waiting for. That's three questions. I want you to pick one. Now, here's the deal. I actually have seven of these. I call these EQ questions, right? The first one, how did you, is based on E, your experience, giving them an experienced explanation. The first one, how can I, is an expert explanation. And there is a difference between sharing your experience versus sharing your expertise, right? And the third one here is also an expert explanation, but it's a different way. Number one, you have how can I versus number two, which is how do they and how does it work? You know, how can I do something versus how does it work and how people are doing this thing? They're different questions, right? So I gave you a couple of questions that you could potentially turn into a starter guide this week. Okay, I want you to work on that. Let me tell you why. Number one, you should be writing more books. Number two, I am actually sharing what I call the A Book a Week series because it's about getting this idea, getting these information pieces out of your head and into the world so you can start building your credibility, bringing in more business, and building the relationships with the right target audiences. In this case, we're talking about beginners who are eager and looking for, searching for, wanting to pay for and pay attention to you because you've got answers to the questions that they want access to. You feel me? Okay, so I've got seven of these and we can stop here, honestly, because you can take one of these three questions and you can make your starter guide today. I want you to focus on creating a starter guide, pick one of these and you can run with it. Now, here's the deal though. I call this the how to create a starter guide in a week, 7 days or less. Yes, I have got an audio that explains this in more detail as part of my A Book a Week series. Okay, so this audio is like a quick and dirty, not so dirty crash course. I should say quick and not so dirty crash course because A Book a Week is a 6-week experience. And the first week we go into starter guides. So this is an audio that you can listen to relatively quickly that's going to dig into all seven question types, number one. Number two, I'm going to break down all the E's of creating questions that convert, starter guides around questions that convert, that people will pay for, that they pay attention to, that can help you create something that either you can use to build your list as a promotional piece or that you can profit from and selling as a low price point offer. Okay. Now, again, you can stop here, pick one of the three and run with it. Create a starter guide. But if you want me to tell you exactly how to do this, if you want me to break down each of these seven, and then also I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a visual girl. Are you visual? I actually have created all of these starter guides. So I want to explain all 7 types of questions to you right now. If you've got less than an hour, you can listen to the extended version of this training on how to create a starter guide. I'm going to tell you the 7. I'm going to help you figure out which one. I'm going to give you examples to each one. People have a lot of questions like, okay, LaShonda, I need to create a digital ebook. I need to create a starter guide. How long should it be? Should it be for free? How do I know I'm not giving away too much information? How am I can I give away enough information that I get them excited about buying something else? How can I connect it to my offers? How do I put this thing together? We talk about that in the extended training. Plus, you get access to the A Book a Week series because this is for week one. And essentially, one of the things that I want you to do in week one is to be able to finish faster and create your starter guide using the easy ebook template that I've got literally waiting for you inside the A Week One experience. Okay? So look, you've got 2 options here. Number one, stop here. Definitely work on your starter guide. Let me know what you come up with. I gave you 3 different types of questions. You know, how did you answer that question? Or how can I? Or how does it work? How do they do that, right? Answer one of those questions, create a starter guide, okay? If you want me to help you, walk you through it, give you all 7, share examples, because you're going to get to download and read each of these types of books, give you a template that you can use to create your book literally today or in the next few days. If you want me to walk you through understanding what you need to do to avoid giving it all away for free, right? To understand, you know, how much you should charge, how long your digital ebook should be, how to put an ebook together, Sister Sense style, all the things. That's what we touch on as part of the How to Write a Starter Guide in 7 Days or Less audio training, right? Your personal week one crash course inside of A Book a Week. Okay. So here's the deal. If you are currently in A Book a Week, awesome. Go to week one and listen to this audio training. You could do this for about 1 hour. You could start writing your starter guide today, put it in the template, work on all the things. Okay. Now, if you're not in A Book a Week, you definitely want to get in. Make sure that you go to sistersense.com/SABAW. SABAW stands for Start a Book a Week. Start the program. Get in the program. Start with the starter guide. Get this thing done in a couple of days, less than a week, so we can make it happen. Because one of the things that I want to do, the big thing that I want to do, is I want to show you how to quickly create quality content. Inside of A Book a Week, we're going to do 6 different types of books. Okay? The starter guide is the first one. And I want you to be able to create starter guides that work for you, that work for your audience too, so you can stop making excuses, right? You can find a way or find an excuse, but you cannot do both. And if you keep telling yourself that you're confused, you're overwhelmed, you don't have the time, let's stop making excuses and actually make the time to make this money, create this content, build your business, right? And connect to the people who honestly are looking to connect with you. One of my favorite quotes is, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And the teacher is you, right? You want those customers, you want those clients, you want those students too. But in order for them to come to you, you got to have this content ready. So let's do this. Again, like I mentioned before, think about the 3 questions I've given you. Definitely let me know if you just kind of pick one of these and run with it to make your starter guide. But if you want the full process, you want me to break it down, you want me to show you how to figure out which of, because again, there are 7 types of questions. We just did a couple. And you want to actually see all the starter guide examples that I have. I literally have like 10 plus digital starter guides that I've created that you can download. And, you know, I talk about this in the crash course that you can, you know, listen to and get started in about 1 hour. But then there's the more detailed webinar training for week one. And you can watch that too. Plus, of course, once you are actually inside of A Book a Week, best of all, you're going to get each of the future book topic projects that we do, these quick book projects for the next 6 weeks. How awesome is that? Yay! Okay, so let's do this. girl, boy, guy, whoever you are, write this starter guide today, okay? Check in with me inside of a book a week for more. See you there when you get there. But of course, until then, take care, go forth, and create your amazing. Till next time.